And this news update is being brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. A Caseville woman has entered a guilty plea before Judge Prill in Huron County Circuit Court for a charge of embezzlement. Shauna Lynn Guza admitted to taking money while working at the Woodland Island Restaurant during the Witches Walk event on October 25, 2025. According to court records, Guza was responsible for collecting payments for beverages but kept the funds for personal use instead of turning them in. Under terms of the plea agreement, Guza will receive a one-year delay of sentence. She's required to pay $1,295.42 in restitution and comply with all court orders. If she successfully completes these terms, the conviction will be entered. Sentencing is scheduled for August 31st, 2026, and her bond remains in place. Bay County health officials have confirmed the first mosquito samples of the season testing positive for both West Nile virus and Jamestown Canyon virus. While officials stress the overall risk to the public remains low, the viruses can be transmitted through infected mosquito bites. Most people who become infected experience no symptoms, though some may develop headaches, fatigue, or, in uncommon cases, serious neurological complications. With recent heavy rainfall and flooding creating favorable breeding conditions, mosquito populations are expected to increase over the next several weeks. Bay County Mosquito Control says crews are treating breeding areas and conducting targeted nighttime spraying to reduce adult mosquito activity. Residents are encouraged to limit exposure during peak mosquito hours, wear protective clothing, use EPA-approved insect repellent, and eliminate standing water around homes where mosquitoes can reproduce. Officials also advise horse owners keep vaccinations current against West Nile virus and Eastern equine encephalitis as mosquito season continues. And mid-Michigan workers at Dow are beginning to receive layoff notices as the company moves forward with a previously announced global workforce reduction. The cuts stem from Dow's cost-saving initiative unveiled earlier this year, which calls for eliminating roughly 4,500 positions worldwide. Company officials say they will not disclose how many employees in the Great Lakes Bay region are affected, citing respect for impacted workers. Dow employs more than 34,000 people globally, and the restructuring is expected to reduce its force by about 13% as the company expands its use of automation and artificial intelligence. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at Ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require on the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
And we do have one obituary for today. William R. A. Haas, age 82, of Port Austin, passed away January 26, 2026. Bill was born in Bad Axe, Michigan, and after college, he served in the Army Veterinary Corps. He is survived by his sister Ellen, his brothers Donald and Art, and in lieu of flowers, donations may be given to Zion Lutheran School of Harbor Beach or Answers in Genesis. A memorial service will be held at Zion Lutheran Church, Harbor Beach, Michigan, at a later date in the spring when family can travel with burial in Rock Falls Cemetery. Visitation will be Saturday, June 27th at 10 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Harbor Beach, Michigan. Service will be at 11 a.m. with a luncheon to follow.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary.
All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. The White House has issued a sweeping new executive order directing an accelerated nationwide migration to post-quantum cryptography. Led by the National Cyber Director, the initiative forces federal agencies to overhaul their digital infrastructure to safeguard sensitive data from advanced cryptographic attacks as quantum computing rapidly evolves. The directive also sets a hard line of 2030 for government contractors to meet strict new vulnerability disclosure policies. Administration officials state the push is critical to securing America's power grids, water systems, and financial networks as potential foreign digital disruptions. And in a stunning diplomatic breakthrough in Bergenstock, Switzerland, negotiators from the United States and Iran have agreed to a 60-day roadmap aimed at permanently ending the war. Led by U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance and senior Iranian officials, the marathon talks concluded with an interim agreement to establish a trilateral deconfliction cell to halt hostilities along the Lebanon-Israel border. As an immediate gesture of goodwill, the U.S. Treasury has issued a temporary 60-day sanctions waiver, allowing the resumption of restricted Iranian oil exports. However, President Trump issued a stern warning from the Oval Office, stating Washington will do what is necessary if Tehran fails to respect this agreement. And we will be back right after this word from our sponsors. McKinsey Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe.
At McKinsey Jewelers, we believe every story is one of a kind, just like the person you're sharing it with. That's why we don't just offer rings. We can create that one-of-a-kind, custom, handcrafted jewelry that's as special as your relationship. Whether it's an engagement ring, a necklace, or a bracelet, we work closely with you to design that unique piece that truly reflects your love. Imagine the joy of wearing a piece of jewelry that's been thoughtfully designed just for you, capturing the moments that matter the most. And if you have an old design that needs a refresh, we can bring it back to life, turning outdated pieces into timeless treasures. For over 40 years, Mackenzie Jewelers has been part of life's most precious milestones. When you choose Mackenzie Jewelers, you're not just choosing a jeweler, you're choosing a partner who understands the significance of every detail.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's Mackenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years. While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Mackenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.